Welcome to Maseches Shavuos, Perakei Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 5, Mishnah 1. This Mishnah here begins a new topic, which is called Shavuos HaPikadon. A Shavuos HaPikadon is, for example, if someone approaches his friend and he says to him, "You borrowed something from me, you're watching something from me, I lent you money, you stole something from me." And that fellow says, "I did not," and he swears falsely. That's called a Shavuos HaPikadon. Says the Mishnah, Shavuos HaPikadon, Neheges Ba'anashim U'Va'anashim. This applies both by men and by women. Means if a woman denies that something that you say that's yours is by her, or money that was lent, the halacha is she's liable the same way a man is. It applies both by relatives and by people that are not relatives. Both by people that are kosher, that are fit to testify, and even people that are not fit to testify, if they swear falsely about the fact that an item that belongs to you is by them, they'll be liable. Bifnei Bezdin, Bifshalei Bifnei Bezdin, Mipi Yatzmai. If a person swears on his own volition, or the fellow that's claiming from you says, "Swear to me," and you say, "Amen," in this situation, a person will be liable because of Shavuos HaPikadon, whether it was done in front of a Jewish court, in front of Bezin, or Shalei Bifnei Bezin, or Mipi Acherim. But let's say someone else says to you, "Swear to me that you don't have my object by you," and the fellow says, "I don't have it," but he didn't actually say Amen, or he didn't swear, he's not liable, until he goes and he denies in front of the bezin, in front of the court. David Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that when you're mushma piacherim, when somebody else says, "Swear to me," and you don't say Amen, you just say, "I don't have it," you just deny in front of them, it only works in front of bezin, but it doesn't work outside of bezin. Chacham say, "Bemi piatzmei, bemi piacherim," whether somebody made you swear or you swore on your own, haven chakafer boy, as soon as you deny it, chayv, you're going to be liable, even if it's outside of bezin. Continues the mission of V'chayev al Zedoin HaShvua. If let's say a person remembers at the time that he's swearing that he has money that belongs to his friend or an object or something like that, and he swears falsely, but makes it intentionally, he's going to have to bring a carbon, and he knows at that time he'd be liable by a carbon. But he'll also be liable that if he didn't know that he would be chayev for swearing falsely, that he'd have to bring a carbon. But he did know that he's swearing falsely, he'd be liable. But if, let's say, he thought he's swearing truthfully, he forgot that he had his friend's object by him, and later he finds it or something like that, in that situation, he's going to be potter. If, let's say, a person intentionally swears falsely, then what's he going to be liable? It says the Mishnah, Asham Bekesef Shkalim. He has to bring a carbon asham, a guilt offering, that's worth at least 2 shkalim. The Gemara derives from a pasuk that the minimum amount has to be worth is 2 shekel, and that's what he's liable, that's what he's responsible to bring. Wishing you a fantastic day and an amazing upcoming week.